Hi everyone, on this rather cold Thursday, sort of early evening. It's very cold here, very cold overnight and cold all day. I think winter has definitely arrived now. I just thought I would send a little boo and tell you about an adventure I had yesterday. Because for those who know me well, they know that I like my adventures and I like to sort of challenge myself and have adventures. And yesterday I decided it was time to start my Christmas shopping because I hadn't started yet. So I got the bus to the nearest shopping mall to here, which is called Westwood Cross. I'm sort of new to getting buses regularly. I really didn't used to like it at all until I started using sort of sat-nav apps and the Trekker Breeze. Because I find now that at least I've got some idea where I am and I'm not so terrified of getting off at the wrong stop. So I got the bus to Westwood Cross yesterday and got on this bus, and the guy said, "Oh yes, I do go there." He said, "But it's the long way around on this bus." I said, "That's okay. I'd rather do that than change buses." So I sat on this bus for like an hour to go 6 miles. Got to the shopping centre and I had never been to it before. Hadn't a clue where I was going. I knew what shops were there because I had looked on the internet at what shops were around in that centre. So I knew what shops were there, I knew what ones I wanted to go to. So I went along the row of shops and I thought it was an indoor shopping mall and I would have to cut through one of the department stores to get into the main mall, but it wasn't an indoor one, it was an outdoor one with all the shops around this sort of canopy, this sort of covered area. So I went into Debenhams thinking I had to cut through, and it turned out I didn't. But a funny thing happened in there. I was going through trying to find sort of an exit, and I came across this sort of display, cardboard display, and it had loads and loads of women's bras in boxes, all sort of hanging and stacked on it, and my foot caught the edge of it and the whole thing came tumbling to the ground, and I tell you, it made a fantastic noise. It just crashed and there was all these boxes just landed for about 30 seconds. It just rained boxes onto the ground. I thought it was very funny. And I didn't actually turn. I just kept walking. I didn't let on it was me. I just kept walking. And I was trying not to laugh because it really was. The noise was spectacular. I wish I could have audio-booed the noise. But then I managed to find my way out of the store into the mall. I went to Boots, got my shopping I wanted in there. Went to Marks and Spencer's, went to the cafe, I had a hot chocolate, and then went and got some Christmas food. Went to the body shop and then came back. I went and got the bus back. People were really friendly and helpful. Some Marks and Spencer's staff helped me to the cafe and helped me to the food hall. Nothing less than I would expect because the staff from Marks and Spencer's are fantastic and they're always so helpful. If anyone is, you know, ever thinking about shopping and worried about assistance, Marks and Spencer's is the place to go because you get fantastic assistance there, people. So I managed to get the bus back, a direct bus back again. And really, it wasn't too harrowing an experience. So for people who are a bit worried about going out and trying something new on their own for the first time, general public, as long as you go to an area that's, you know, got a lot of people around, you'll always get help, you'll never get lost, and you'll always manage, and you'll always get there. And I really enjoy doing that. I always feel such a sense of achievement. I was bloody cold though, but I enjoyed my day, and it's a nice centre, and I'll be going back again. So if anyone who lives in this area wants to check it out, it's Westwood Cross in between Ramsgate and Margate. And I think if you Google it, I think it's westwoodcross.co.uk on the net, but it's if you Google Westwood Cross, you will find it. So there we are. So I'm going to go now and get ready for my show on Mint FM, which starts tonight at 8 p.m. UK time, called The Ice Cream Parlour. So there you go. I'm just giving my show a bit of a plug while I'm here. So take care, everyone, and stay warm. Bye for now.